It's Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. You can connect with us at currentstate@wkar.org if you want to send us an email. The 34th Annual Ag Expo is getting underway at Michigan State University. When it's the hottest week of the year, you know it's probably time for the Ag Expo, right? It's a three-day outdoor farm show that organizers say is the biggest of its kind here in Michigan. To kick things off today, the MSU College of Agriculture and Natural Resources is releasing the first ever Michigan Ag and Food Index, or MAFI. The index is designed to gauge the business climate for agriculture and food businesses based in the state. Current State Scott Pohl went to this morning's Ag Expo kickoff breakfast to learn more about the Michigan Ag and Food Index from the director of the MSU Product Center, Chris Peterson, and MSU College of Agriculture and Natural Resources Dean, Fred Poston.
The MSU Product Center conducted a survey in April, getting responses from more than 100 farmers, food processors, and others, members of a new group called the Food and Ag Leaders Roundtable. By way of explanation, a rating of 100 would be considered neutral. Above 100 shows increasingly positive confidence, while a number lower than 100 would signal decreasing confidence in the business climate for farm and food interests. Food and ag leaders give the current business condition a score of 147, which seems to indicate optimism that is quite high. So Chris Peterson, you're director of the MSU Product Center. Would you say I'm reading that correctly?
You're reading it absolutely correctly. 147 is a very positive index number. This is the first time that we've run this survey. It's always nice when you're starting a new series of surveys to have such a positive outlook. And I think when you look around at agriculture and food interests, prices are very good. We have increasing global demand as well as strong local demand. It's hard to find a dark spot on the horizon at the moment.
I was going to ask you about what factors you might point to as possible reasons for such a positive outcome in this initial survey. Perhaps even the growing conditions this year might be a factor. You've already mentioned a few. Are there other factors we should consider when we're looking at these numbers?
Yes, I think this year's weather has been far more positive than last year, particularly for our fruit industries that had a sort of devastating year last year. They're looking like they're going to be especially strong. The great advantage of Michigan agriculture and food relates to all the diversity we have in terms of the primary commodities. So things are looking really good across the board.
Here's where we're going to get a little contrast to show how positive these numbers really are. For some contrast, the same index from Ag and Food Business Leaders puts their thinking about Michigan's overall economy at 116. That compares to 147 they have when they're thinking about food and prices and farming and so on. It's positive for the statewide economy, but much less so in terms of optimism that they feel about their industry. Why do you think that might be?
Well, I think the breadth of conditions that we're looking at in terms of both supply and demand are just incredibly positive. I know we have continued to struggle when we think most especially about employment in our state. Another set of questions that we ask in the survey did talk about employment, and the employment index stands at 132. And I think that's a testament to the fact that our industry participants really are looking to hire. Interestingly enough, the short-term perspective is a little less positive, and the three-year perspective is very positive.
We're also joined this morning by MSU College of Agriculture and Natural Resources Dean Fred Poston. I'd like to ask you what your plans are for using this survey within ANR at MSU. What's the future for this sort of work at your school?
Well, this is, in a sense, sort of the gift that keeps on giving. I'm very excited about it as we get 5-10 years worth of data, and you can compare year to year. Chris and company can see the various things that are influencing this index. And I suspect he hasn't thought of all of them yet, so he'll have a chance to analyze that as he goes. But I think it's also extremely important to see that very positive index as we come out of this economic pit that we've been in. And I think the future looks bright. Michigan's a great agricultural state.
Now, you recently, within the last year, left a vice presidential position to become dean again, a former position of agriculture and natural resources at MSU. Did you sort of inherit this project, or was this some of your doing as you made this transition?
No, I walked through the door and Chris had to explain it to me. But as soon as it's one of those ideas that it's sort of deceptively simple, or it seems simple, it's not simple, but it makes a lot of sense after he gets through and you understand what he's trying to do with this. So I signed on wholeheartedly very quickly.
Now, the index scored three categories, and again, a reminder, 100 is a neutral score, and anything higher than 100 is positive. The sales outlook score was 125, the job outlook was 126, and investment opportunities were rated at 130. So all of those are looking good.
Yes, very strong across all three elements. I think what's very interesting in each of those cases, we also had a question that looked at the short term versus longer term. And investment looked especially strong in the short term, a little less positive in the longer term. Employment and sales, both positive in the short run and even more positive in the longer run. So again, I think this sense of optimism that we see in the basic index is reflected in what people expect in terms of their sales growth, their employment growth, and how they're going to invest.
Now, amidst all these positive forecasts, what kind of concerns were raised by respondents this year?
Yes, we asked one question that essentially said, what keeps you up at night? And there is some considerable concern, particularly in the longer run, about labor conditions. Are we going to have the quality of workers we need, both for full-time jobs, but also for the seasonal labor pool that we have to have within our various industries here in the state? Major concern about regulation, and particularly food safety regulation. There is a set of new standards that we're all going to have to meet across the board in this industry. There are sort of the classic problems of strategy and customer needs and so forth. Government policy is a major concern, as would be access and the cost of inputs. So when you think about, these folks are very positive, but there are a few things that keep them up at night.
Are the Affordable Care Act and immigration reform also issues that are of concern to the interests that you surveyed?
Absolutely, because they fall into this general category of where will the talent for the future come from for our ag and food industries. Both in agriculture and in food processing, there's a considerable enhancement in the complexity of technology that needs to be brought to bear. And so anything that's going to increase the cost of labor is something that's going to be a major concern.
Can you tell me about the formation of this new group, the Food and Ag Leaders Roundtable? I assume it is a new group. What inspired that, and can you tell me where it might be headed?
Essentially, those of us who work with the food and ag industries here at Michigan State, we wanted to find a way that we could continually poll a critical group of leaders. And so we essentially set out with the goal to get roughly 100 leaders involved in the process. We have a number of producers that represent the diversity of the ag sectors in the state. Then we have a number of leaders out of the food and ag processing sectors, Plus then we have various commodity and trade executives who, in addition to understanding their members' interests individually, also represent their industries broadly. So we're very impressed that, you know, we're not just sort of walking down the street and picking anybody. We've got 100 people that are thoughtful about what's going on.
What happens next with these numbers? You release them today. What do you hope happens next?
Well, what we're going to do is twice a year, once in the spring before the planting season, once in the fall after harvest, we're going to go back to these same leaders, ask the same list of 10 questions, and going to continue to do that every year going forward. But in addition, in between times, based on the information we gather from this survey, we want to go back and talk much more in depth, but particularly about these concerns that they have. And we want to develop programs here at Michigan State so that we can respond to those concerns.
Fred Poston, are you thinking that the results of this survey as it goes on will help shape the classes that are offered within the college at Michigan State? Is there an academic response to this in the future, perhaps?
Well, I think yes. In the short answer, obviously, yes, it will. That especially along with some of the other surveys that Chris and the Product Center are running related to the demand for jobs and what skills are needed in agriculture. I think all of these are going to make a very good package, help us design where some of our academic programs should go.
MSU College of Agriculture and Natural Resources Dean Fred Poston and MSU Product Center Director Chris Peterson, thank you both.
You're welcome.
Enjoyed it.
Reporting from Ag Expo on the Michigan State University campus, I'm Scott Pohl for Current State.